enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another exciting hour of Auto World. We're going to be joined by consumer advice editor from Edmunds.com, Ron Montoya, and we're going to be talking about two very cool subjects that Ron has written about recently at Edmunds.com, including six new car technologies that will simplify your life, along with the future of car airbags. Along the way, you can reach out via our toll-free number. It's available anywhere throughout North America, so don't be a stranger. Give us a call at 855-660-4261 if you're listening online at gcnlive.com or Automotive Radio Network. If you go to autoworldradio.com, you'll see the international call-in line, so we'd be happy to talk to you folks wherever you're listening in the world. Also, email once again. Very simple. It's either Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth a gentleman who's been with us many times in the past. He is one of the cool guys out at Edmunds.com, where he is consumer advice editor, Ron Montoya. Welcome back to Auto World. How you doing, Ron?
Hi, Bob. I'm doing great, thanks.
Excellent. How's the weather in sunny Los Angeles, Santa Monica?
Well, this weekend it's pretty warm. We're in a bit of a heat wave, so we're seeing some triple-digit temperatures over here where I live.
Yeah, we got some really warm weather up here in the Northeast this past week, and you know, we love the summer up here, but all of a sudden when it goes from one extreme to the other, it's a little bit hard to adjust to. But one thing that isn't hard to adjust to is new technology that can simplify your life. It seems like vehicles as a whole, certainly what used to be called a car stereo unit is now the car's infotainment unit, and I'm very fortunate to get behind the wheel of a new Presta vehicle every week, and some of these systems work spectacularly. Others are balky, and certainly when you look at the automotive aftermarket as well, some of the products out there work very intuitively and others do not. So tell us a little bit about the background, why you decided to write this particular story.
Sure. Well, you know, we were just seeing that automakers are always trying to come up with new designs to just, you know, make their car stand out or just make things easier for their customers. And so we just kind of took a look at some things that are on the horizon in terms of, you know, not being here in the next couple of years and some things that are out on some vehicles that you can go out and purchase. So that's kind of what we wanted to do with this article.
Wonderful. Let's begin with something from the folks at Audi. It's called piloted parking. Sounds very interesting. Tell us all about it.
Sure. Audi demonstrated this technology earlier at the Consumer Electronics Show, and what it is you need to have a specially equipped parking lot, and of course the vehicle needs to be equipped with sensors, and you would drop off your car at a designated parking, or, you know, sort of the front of the parking structure. Then you would choose a space from your smartphone. You'd open up an application, and from there the vehicle will just take off on its own, find the parking space, and get into the parking space automatically. And then when you're done, you can just come back to that same drop-off zone and press a button, and the car will come right back to you.
That's fantastic. So I would imagine, of course, it locks the vehicle and arms it as when the vehicle finds its parking destination.
That's right. It locks the car for you, and it just sort of lets you know where exactly it's parked. You can just sort of keep track of it from the application on your smartphone.
In the meantime, of course, there are a couple of systems out there. I first experienced it in a Ford product, a Lincoln product, and Toyota also has it available in a number of vehicles, and it debuted in their Lexus lineup. And it's a little bit strange at first, but these cars will actually assist the driver with parking. I remember the first time I utilized it, and it was in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which is a very congested area of Massachusetts, and just to be able to pull up to a space that was appropriate for the size of the vehicle and take my hands off the steering wheel and let it park itself. It took a little bit of getting used to, but boy, it did a great job.
Yeah, you know, it definitely requires some trust on your part because you have to take your hands off the wheel. And with these Ford and Toyota systems, you have to sort of modulate the gas pedal and the brake pedal still, but it's going to do the steering for you. And I think some of the earlier systems, it really needed a really big parking space in order for it to, be able to do its thing. But I think now it's gotten better and you get more realistic parking spaces, that you could just put the car very close to it, and then the car will sort of steer itself into the space.
That makes perfect sense, and I would imagine this technology, both on the piloted parking from Audi as well as the Park Assist that's available from both the Ford and Toyota brands, you know, as software continues to evolve and technology continues to evolve, we're probably going to see this type of technology filter down to a whole slew of brands.
Oh, definitely. You know, it always starts out technology on the luxury cars, and then eventually in a couple of years, it gets less expensive and it filters its way down to the more affordable vehicles for sure.
Let's talk about something that many of us have been talking about for many, many years, and it's here in a wide variety of vehicles, and it's in-car Wi-Fi hotspots. I know the folks at the Mopar division, the accessory division of the Chrysler Group, had a dealer-installed option that you could basically equip your Chrysler or your Dodge or your SRT vehicle or any Chrysler branded product with this, but the Ram 1500 pickup truck actually has this built into its DNA. Tell us a little bit about this Wi-Fi hotspot capability in the Ram for 2013, and what a great idea, not only, you know, for folks that are using that Ram 1500 for work situations, but also as a lot of families tend to at times anyway, make these larger luxury laden pickup trucks their family car. What a wonderful way to entertain the kids as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It can serve as both ways for entertaining people, in terms of you sync up your iPads and just have the kids in the back, you know, surfing the web, or you could use it as your work truck and, you know, if you need to file a document into your workplace and you're like sort of on an off-site, you can just use the Wi-Fi hotspot there. And so what it is the car has a 3G, like it's on your cell phone, a cellular modem inside the vehicle, and then it allows it to provide a Wi-Fi hotspot for the vehicle. But I think one thing to point out is not only do you have to pay for the upgrade, but you have to then eventually sort of keep track of how much data you're going to use because that's not free. And eventually it does come with a trial subscription of having some data, but then you're going to have to pay for that out of pocket.
And this collaboration between Sprint and Ram is, as far as I know, the only one like it in the industry.
The one in the Ram is certainly one of the first ones for trucks, but we are starting to see T-Mobile and Audi partner up, and you're going to see a lot of in-car hotspots offered in Audi vehicles. In their upcoming A3 redesign, they've announced that they're going to have an LTE connection, which is the faster, like the 4G version of the cell signal. So it's going to be even faster. And then not too long ago, General Motors announced that a lot of its vehicles are going to have a 4G LTE connection by 2015.
That's great. So this is just the beginning of an emerging trend that we're going to see a lot more of. Getting back to the Ram, if you have the Ram's 1500 infotainment system with Uconnect access, it's a 505 upgrade. More if you want to add Navi to the system. And the package adds, as you say, a 3G cellular modem running on the Sprint network, which provides a Wi-Fi hotspot to multiple devices.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web hot stuff for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there.
by Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Our telephone number, toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261. If you would like to talk to our very special guest from Edmunds.com, he is the one and only Ron Montoya, where he has written a fantastic article. You can check it out at Edmunds.com. Six new car technologies that will simplify your life. We've been telling you about some really cool things, including cars that will park themselves in the garage, cars that will parallel park themselves, and we've been talking about Wi-Fi hotspots. And as I mentioned, Chrysler has confirmed that the Uconnect Access will be available on the high-performance 2013 SRT8 Viper and the much more affordable, just introduced 2014 Jeep Cherokee. And the base prices on the plans range from $99 to $34.99 per month, depending on how much data you're using. Audi is another company that is deeply entrenched in the automotive realm. Certainly one of the first vehicles that I saw that had the internet connectivity was at the Detroit Auto Show when they were showing off the Audi A7.
Yeah, definitely. And I think beyond providing a Wi-Fi hotspot, what these cell connections are going to be able to do for a car is to give you real-time map data. So what Audi is doing is they have Google Maps as their data for the mapping system and the navigation. So rather than you have to buy a CD or a DVD to update your maps every other year, instead it's just beamed over to you. It's just off of the web. It's using Google Maps for data, and it's just a really great way to have your maps up to date.
That's a great idea. Let's talk about some of the other cool things that are on the horizon. For a number of years, we've had run-flat tires. Matter of fact, I've owned two vehicles that have had run-flat tires, and they've worked extremely well. The only thing I can say, I had to replace the tires on one of my vehicles at about 45,000 miles, and it was uber expensive. But airless tires are the next thing, and that's just around the corner. Tell us about that, Rod.
Yeah, this is an airless tire which was shown off by Bridgestone in 2011, and basically this is a tire that you never have to worry about putting air into. It uses plastic, very high-strength plastic inside the tire to really provide reinforcement, and you don't need to ever fill it up with air. But unfortunately, this type of tire is still a concept, and I actually contacted Bridgestone, and I said, hey, are you guys going to bring this to the consumers anytime soon? And they said not at this point. So just an interesting concept, and it is being used in some off-road vehicles, but nothing for passenger cars at this point.
Interesting. Let's talk about some other really cool things. Headlights have really transformed in the last few years. We're seeing some very interesting headlight designs and the use of LED lights and other advanced lighting technologies. A number of companies have kind of used these lights in LED form to be styling fixtures of a vehicle, whether it's on the front end like Mercedes is doing, or on the rear of the car where BMW, not BMW, primarily the folks at the Chrysler Group have used that extensively. For example, the Dodge Charger has got a lot of LED bulbs in its backlight, so great safety reasons for that. But you've got a great story here about smart headlights. Tell us about these smart headlights that are around the bend.
Yeah, there's some researchers from Carnegie Mellon University have developed a headlight system that when it's raining outside, they have installed a special projector that combines like a camera and a projector to just have to create this illusion where you're going to see less raindrops. So, you know, one of the hardest things to do when you're driving in the rain is you just feel like the lights get washed out by all the raindrops. And what this does is it tricks your eyes to create an illusion that there's less drops, and it actually creates more visibility for you.
More visibility. That is really, really cool. And certainly if you're driving in inclement weather, or if you're driving in the neck of the woods where there's no street lights and there's animals out there on the road, this is something that's long overdue.
That's right. And one of the other things we're seeing with headlights is starting to see that when you have your high beams on, you talk about going in places that are pretty remote and you have to have your high beams on, when a vehicle is coming towards you,
yeah,
they're smart enough to detect that, and they will actually dim and not blind the person that's coming towards you. So we're already seeing that in the Dodge Dart and a couple other cars these days, so that's kind of cool.
And let's talk about another one here, which I find quite fascinating, and this is something called hydrophobic, is that correct? Hydrophobic windows?
Yeah, hydrophobic windows. That's right. So the 2014 Kia Cadenza, sort of their top-of-the-line vehicle,
yep,
is one of the first vehicles to offer this special coating on the window. And it's only on the driver's side window, unfortunately, at this point. But what it is it's a special coating that really repels any rain or water that gets spilled on it to just give you that visibility so you can check your rearview mirror, or you could sort of just check outside. You know, unfortunately, it would be nice if the whole vehicle windows were coated with that. But for now, it's just that side of it. But it's a really interesting technology.
It certainly is. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261. The article for Ron Montoya, who's with Edmunds.com, where he happens to be a consumer advice editor, can be found simply by logging on to Edmunds.com. Six new car technology that will simplify your life, from airless tires to cars that park themselves. This is great stuff. Love to talk about advanced technology and preview and look ahead here on Auto World. So this is a perfect topic to be discussing with you here today. Of all these products that we've talked about so far, is there one in particular that you're most fond of, Ron?
Well, for me, I think it's the in-car Wi-Fi, because not only are you going to be able to sort of surf the web in your car, but it's going to provide a connection from the automaker to basically provide updates for the vehicle without you having to go into the dealership. So I know a lot of automakers are very excited about that, because they're going to have this connection where they can give you data about your vehicle. GM also mentioned that because of this Wi-Fi connection, you're going to be able to unlock your doors on all the 2014 GM vehicles with a smartphone application. So it's just going to provide a lot of interesting opportunities for the automakers and for consumers to have more convenient ways to get data from their vehicle.
And certainly it would be a great asset for dealerships to have that information, and even for local dealers, too, who would like to solicit business. So the app can be a win-win for everybody.
Definitely.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other things that we're seeing around the corner. One of the things that I noticed, Ron, just as an observation, I've been going to the Consumer Electronics Show for about 20 years or so, and the last few years, there has just been an ever-increasing amount of automakers there. Ford used it as a showcase to debut their all-electric Ford Focus. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about this melding of consumer electronics with the automotive world, and then we've got another cool topic straight ahead right here on Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We are back. We are live. We're having lots of fun here on Auto World. Got a very special guest from Edmunds.com, one of our favorite contributors here on the broadcast. The gentleman's name is Ron Montoya, and he's been telling us about six new car technologies that will simplify your life. We're going to move on to the future of car airbags, but just to wrap up our first segment here, I've noticed this incredible ramping up of car companies attending the original Consumer Electronics Show out there in Las Vegas, and there seems to be no end in sight. As I mentioned also, just before the bottom of the hour break, Ford took the opportunity to simultaneously introduce both the Ford Escape, the Ford rather Focus electric vehicle, and the Ford Focus regular vehicle. They were debuted simultaneously in both at the Detroit Auto Show as well as the Consumer Electronics Show. And the fact that there are more and more automakers there, and the fact also, Ron, that it takes so long for the automakers to keep pace with the electronics folks. The ramp-up time for a new electronics piece, whether it's a new phone, some of these phone companies can turn out two or three generations of a phone in a course of a year, where a car company is going to take three or four years to design a car. So it's a bit of a challenge for the automakers to keep in tune with what people want and keeping the latest technology in the car.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest challenges, and consumers have sort of gotten used to that really quick life cycle of getting a new phone every year or two, and they expect the sort of same advancements in a vehicle, and, it's not the same thing. It requires a long period of time. It takes at least 2 to 3 years, just to come out with some of these technologies for your vehicle, and sometimes it's not going to be compatible, and so it's just always a struggle. And that's why I think you're seeing a lot of things just kind of rely on streaming Bluetooth so that you don't have to really connect to the car, and instead you could sort of just listen to your music or, your phone calls wirelessly.
Mm-hmm. How's the audio quality listening to streaming Bluetooth audio? Because I've only had maybe 10 seconds worth of a taste, but how would you rate the audio quality of Bluetooth streaming audio versus MP3s or USBs or iPhone mobile device connections or traditional CDs?
If you were to sort of rank it, I think Bluetooth audio would be at the bottom, and then MP3 audio would be right above that. But to be honest with you, I really can't tell too much of a difference. I don't presume to be an audiophile, so, you know, it sounds good to me, whether it's on a CD or whether it's streaming Bluetooth. So, you know, it's fine. You know, you have a lot of other noises in the vehicle as well. So
that's
for me, and for, I think for the average person, it's good enough quality.
Well, let's talk about this other very cool story that you've got, and this is the future of car airbags. Before we talk about the future, let's talk a little bit about the past. Airbag technology has actually been around for quite some time, Ron.
Yeah, it has. You know, it goes back as far as like the late 60s. And, you know, airbags, just they're getting more and more advanced because in the early stages they used to sort of eject very forcefully and potentially injure people, even though it's saving their life, but could potentially, you know, injure yourself or break your nose or something like that. So automakers are really trying to find ways to make them not injure the, you know, occupant of the vehicle as much and also provide more protection.
And certainly as we see more and more smaller vehicles being introduced into car portfolios, it's amazing to me because it used to be the more expensive the car, the more airbags that you would get. But case in point, the new Chevrolet Sonic has got 10 airbags, and this is a very affordable vehicle.
That's right. I think you're seeing just a lot of airbags from all, you know, as many places as an automaker can really fit it. They want to get these safety ratings as high as possible because they know that consumers, when they're shopping for a car, that's a really big thing that they pay attention to is the safety scores. So, yeah, you're going to see them. There's 10 in the Sonic, and some other vehicles have 12. So definitely it's no longer a thing that's confined to luxury vehicles.
And certainly we're seeing some significant rates in fatalities from car accidents. Is it safe to say that cars today are safer than any vehicles that have come before, Ron?
Yes, I would say right now cars today, just across the board, are safer than they were 10 years ago. But I think ultimately when you really need to determine how safe your vehicle is, it has to do also with the size of the vehicle, too. So the larger the car, the safer it's going to be.
Let's talk a little bit about frontal crashes, and I understand that this is one of the reasons why that a lot of the automakers are really packing a lot more airbags into the vehicle, because in frontal crashes, the frontal airbags reduce driver fatality by a real significant amount.
Yeah, and the good news is that frontal airbags are standard on 100% of cars these days, so you can't buy one without it. But I think one of the advancements you're seeing is GM. They announced that they had a version of an airbag that has different rates of inflation. In other words, it can detect if it needs to eject as fast as it can or if it needs to, you know, eject a little bit slower. And this is just a way to reduce injuries because, you know, when those things, people think that when an airbag hits, it's going to feel like hitting a pillow, but instead people have sort of compared it to getting hit by a boxing glove because it has to really eject forcefully and very quickly too.
Yeah, and another reason why folks should really pay attention and, you know, wear seatbelts in addition to relying on the airbag technology, because these airbags do come out at great force. Let's talk about some airbags that we're going to see in the not-too-distant future. Knee airbags, tell us all about these. This sounds very interesting.
Yeah, so these airbags are located in the driver and passenger footwell, sort of where your knees would be, basically. And they're just put in there because as crash tests are getting more stricter, automakers are trying to find ways to reduce injuries. And one of the ways they would do that was they found that people were getting injured in their knees, so they added those knee airbags, which is pretty interesting, and it just kind of comes out right there on the bottom and protects your knees in an accident.
And certainly another really interesting development on the airbag front is something that we've seen legislated in Europe, and that is pedestrian airbags. For all of our listeners here in North America, explain to folks what are pedestrian airbags.
Yeah, this is interesting. So Volvo was one of the first automakers to do this, and it's basically an airbag that is outside of the vehicle. So if you happen to run over a person and they sort of fall on top of the windshield, the airbag is going to come out right where you imagine where your windshield wipers are and then extend over the glass so that the person that you've just ran over, they won't hit the glass, and instead they'll hit the airbag, and you know it'll reduce their injuries.
Another new evolving area for airbags are front center airbags, and we're seeing this in a number of crossover utility vehicles. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is a technology from General Motors. You're going to see it on the Buick Enclave, on the Chevy Traverse, and on the GMC Acadia. And this, you know, a lot of these SUVs, they have these bucket seats, so they come out of the center, and it provides protection in the event of an accident, whether you're getting hit on the side, and it just prevents the two front passengers from sort of hitting each other. At the same time, it prevents you as a driver from sort of getting too far out of your seat when you've been hit from the side. So it just kind of keeps you in place and keeps you protected.
So true, absolutely. Another very interesting development is something that I've experienced in some Ford vehicles, and they feel a little bit funky when you put them on at first, but I think it's a great idea. They actually have embedded airbags into seat belts. These are inflatable seat belts. Tell us all about this development, Ron. I'm going to come back on the other side. Hold that thought. I'm getting too excited. We're up against a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll find out more about that technology right here.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're joined by a very special guest from Edmunds.com. You can check out this great article just by logging on to Edmunds.com. It's called The Future of Car Airbags, and it's written by our very special guest, Ron Montoya, the consumer advice editor for Edmunds.com. And before that break, I was getting so excited talking about the airbags that are embedded actually into to seat belts. And I'd love for you to tell our listeners all across North America a little bit about these seatbelt airbags.
Sure. Well, these are airbags that are basically sort of inside the seatbelt, and it's called the inflatable seatbelt, and it debuted on the 2011 Ford Explorer. And what they're meant to do is help reduce head, neck, and chest injuries for the rear seat passengers. So it's just an extra way to sort of provide safety for people that are sitting in the rear of the vehicle. But I think one of the things that people need to keep in mind is that a lot of makers of child safety seats have not recommended these, and it's only because they haven't tested them yet. So I would sort of, if you're looking to get this inflatable seatbelt in your Ford vehicle, you know, double check with the maker of your child seat just in case there's a conflict there or they haven't sort of tested it yet.
Very good advice. Let's take a look at overall the current state of airbags. How would you assess that right now here in 2013, Ron?
Well, I think it's getting better every year, and we're already at 100% with frontal airbags. And for side airbags, we're about 84%. That's as of the 2012 model year. So it's just getting higher and higher. So I think we're really getting to a point where we're going to have a great protection with airbags, moving forward.
And also another thing I need to talk to you about is reducing further airbag injuries, because we still hear from time to time, you know, folks do get injured by airbags. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, if you happen to be of small stature, or if you're a child and not placed in the vehicle in a proper position, people still do at times still get hurt by airbags. What are the airbag makers and the car companies doing to reduce these airbag injuries?
Well, yeah, I think as drivers, we definitely need to sort of pay attention to our seating position. They recommend that you sit about 10 inches away from the airbag if you're driving the car. So that's one thing. I know some people tend to drive a little bit too close to the steering wheel. So, you know, that's something that you might increase the distance or just kind of stretch out your arms a little bit more. Also, just sort of be careful to not install child seats in the front of the vehicle, or if you have a side airbag, just be aware of the conflicts there. And but just from an automaker's perspective, I think they're already working on ways to sort of reduce the rate at which it inflates, because, you know, they used to inflate just really forcefully and would injure a lot of people. But they've switched over to what they call the dual-stage airbags, and those are the ones that can sort of operate at two different speeds, and it does help reduce the risk of injury.
That's good news, because you hate to hear that. And what do you think that we're going to see down the road? What will be some of the future technologies that we're going to see airbag-wise and otherwise?
I think in the future, there's a couple of ways to do it, and one of them is to use the existing technology, which is your side airbags. They don't currently deploy if you've been in a frontal accident, but there's still a chance that you could sort of be moved over to the side and potentially hit the window. So we may see some automakers deploy the side airbags if you get hit from the front as well. And also with side airbags, not all of them currently eject if you've been in a rollover accident. And so I think you're going to find more and more automakers sort of modifying their airbags to be able to open up and deploy if you've been in a rollover accident. And you know, just finally looking forward into the future, there's a potential that automakers may include sensors in their vehicle to sort of help the airbags come out even faster before you've hit the vehicle, so that it just doesn't hit you as hard.
There's no question about it that airbags have saved a lot of lives, but you know, when folks are in the market for a new or recently pre-owned vehicle, you know, I get lots of emails and calls from folks, you know, wanting some advice. What advice would you have for a potential buyer of a new car or a pre-owned car when they're looking to choose the safest car for their particular family?
Sure. Well, I think one of the best things to do is compare the safety scores of the vehicle. So if you're on the web, you can go to safercar.gov, and this is where they do all the five-star crash testing. You can see what all the cars have been rated over the course of the years. And also compare that to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. They release their top picks every year, and they do their own independent testing of vehicles. So if you find something that's gotten a great score on both of those tests, I think you're in good shape. But in general, if you're just looking for overall car safety, I think the size of the vehicle does play into effect. So even though you have a car with 10 airbags and a Chevy Sonic, which is a small, compact vehicle, if you're going to be driving an SUV, even though it doesn't have that many airbags, it is still going to be a safer vehicle because, you know, ultimately it's just a matter of physics, which is the larger vehicle will just, you know, have more security, more safety than a smaller vehicle.
And certainly when you look at some of the things that have happened over the years with airbag technology, we've certainly come a country mile with the sensors that are built into seats now, and certainly there's been a lot of education on the part of the automakers and the media in making sure that kids aren't placed in the front seat. People just need to pay attention to some of these warnings and do not ignore them.
That's right. And, you know, you mentioned kids sitting in the back. If the car has side airbags, they really recommend that the kid doesn't sort of sit outside. You know, we used to all do this where we would hang our elbow outside the window, and that's not a safe position anymore, because if you do get into an accident, that's going to sort of, you know, potentially injure your arm there, because the airbag is going to deploy very close to you. And so you just want to make sure that a child's hands are inside the vehicle and he's not, you know, that close to the side airbag.
Well, that's terrific information, and as usual, Ron, it's a pleasure to share the microphone with you here on this 29th day of June, and we suggest everybody just log on to Edmunds.com, and you can read the future of car airbags. More are coming, maybe even outside the car, by our very special guest, consumer advice editor Ron Montoya. And Ron, for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with all the other cool goodies that folks can find at Edmunds.com, this is a great place to shop for both a new car or used car. Just give us a quick overview of all the great services that is available to consumers at absolutely no cost.
shop if you're looking to buy a car, whether it's new or used, because you can look at reviews, you can look at advice articles, you could look at inventory. It's, in other words, if you want to see what cars are available in your area, we have inventory for all the dealers that are in your area, and you can also look up the market value. I know a lot of times people don't know where to start out with their negotiations, and you could look up the Edmunds true market value of a used or new vehicle, and it will really help you see what other people are paying in your area, and just give you an idea where your negotiations should go. And one of the newer things that we're starting to roll out in a number of states is the Edmunds Price Promise. And what that is if you go to a participating dealer, you can get a no-haggle price right up front, and it's a very competitive price. And it's sort of, you print this out and it's a guaranteed price so that you don't have to go back and forth when you're dealing with a salesman or a dealership. And you could just go there, bring your price promise printout, and get the car at that agreed upon price.
Great advice as usual. Ron, thank you so much for your time here today.
No problem, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much. He's Ron Montoya, consumer advice editor from our friends at Edmunds.com. We have lots of great guests on all the time here on Auto World from Edmunds.com. And one of the reasons why I tap into their resources is because they have some of the best folks in the business. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining me here for today's edition of Auto World, and want to remind you about a couple of things. When you get a moment, don't be a stranger. You can drop me an email anytime, bob@boblongradio.com. Still giving away those free wash drop samples. This is that cool new product that allows you to wash your car without having to hose it off. I know it sounds crazy, but it works. I've tried it, and it's won accolades. And the great thing about it, there's a lot of water restrictions out there. Of course, lots of people live in apartments and condos, and it's not easy to wash your car there. So just shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com. Thanks so much for joining me here today, and we'll see you next week, same time, same place, same station. I'm Bob Long.
Road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.